Can you name that tune?
Well, yeah.
You working at the car wash?
Yeah, baby.
Rolls Royce. Among the fantastic lineup that will be at the Decatur Celebration this year. And the woman in charge is on the phone with us to connect with us. Lori Sturgill is the producer and director of this year's Decatur Celebration. Lori, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's hard to believe it's that time of year coming up here.
I know. It just sneaks up on you, doesn't it? And it means the end of summer, but it also means the best party of the year.
Yeah.
End of summer. You can't even. I've sweated my tail off at the Decatur Celebration.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And it's been totally worth it. August 5th, 6th, and 7th. Get it on your calendar. There's just so much to see. And this is just, Rolls Royce, just one of the phenomenal artists. We're going to get into more of them here in just a little bit. But Lori, you know, this is always such a wonderful event. You call it Illinois' largest free family street festival.
That's correct. Yep, we are the most exciting, I would say, in the Midwest as far as free street festivals go. We have five festivals in one: music, food, arts and crafts, a carnival, and this year, for the first time, a film festival.
A film Ooh. Festival?
Yes. 4-minute short films in air conditioning.
Oh.
Exactly. You say the key word there. Go in, watch a few films at the Avon Theater for the 21 film projects, and then come back out and see the festival.
Well, that's fantastic.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, you guys just keep adding more and more to it. It's unbelievable. I mean, and it's always just, I mean, when my husband and I have gone, first of all, we've enjoyed the entertainment. We got to see the Tubes. We got to see Dennis DeYoung.
Cool.
This was a couple of years ago. But, I mean, the food. I mean, we had wonderful food. And just the sights and things to see are just phenomenal.
Yeah, we like to say there's something around every corner.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's and we do unique food products. So every vendor is selling a unique product to them. And you won't find it at another vendor. So that kind of makes it more fun, too. That adds to the food aspect of it. You know, you eat your way up one street and down the other. That's how we like people to do.
You really do. But this is really cool. I mean, and like I said, we're going to get into the acts, the bands that are coming, because you guys always bring in such a phenomenal a variety of folks. But you've got the Super Carnival. You've got a Scoville Petting Zoo.
Mm. Yes. We have three blocks of arts and craft vendors that come from all over the country.
Mm.
Everything from beautiful teak wood furniture to burned wood signs to lots of really unique jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
We have someone coming in this year that does jewelry made out of old typewriter keys.
Really?
Mm. Yeah, so just really unique things. You can really spend a lot of time on that three blocks of entertainment. But
yeah.
We have a parade. Like you said, we have a carnival. We have a kids block area for families to go and their kids can play games and win prizes for free.
Awesome. And now this is always something that you guys have done for free, which I can't believe you do. But what you're trying to do now is give people, it's still free.
Yes.
But you're encouraging folks to pay $5 for a wristband, and that just helps you guys to be able to continue to make this as good as it is.
Well, that's right. I mean, when you look at 10 stages of entertainment with national headliners on there, it's not an inexpensive event to put on.
Mm-hmm.
And we do need the help so that we can keep the festival going. And we're asking just $5, you know, if you buy it in advance, $6 at the festival. And, you know, that just is your contribution. It's required to purchase any food or beverage. But, you know, like, you know, you can come down there. You don't have to buy it. But we do ask that people show their support.
Okay. And speaking of national headliners, here's another one of their groups. We just told you about Rolls Royce. Remember this lady?
Oh, yeah.
Patti Smyth.
That's right.
How about that? Wow.
I'd say she's one of my favorites on the lineup.
Patti Smyth and Scandal. I mean, they had Goodbye to You, The Warrior.
Mm-hmm.
They were big in the 80s.
Yep, and she later on had Sometimes Love Just Ain't Enough.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
So John she is going to be among the group Steel Magnolia. Who's Steel Magnolia?
They are a country dynamo duet.
Okay.
They won CMT's Can You Duet last season.
Oh, okay.
They're current on the charts.
Wow. All right, mm-hmm. So they're going to be here. And there's a really big band from the 80s that is going to be there as well. Hang tight. We're going to take a quick break and tell you about more of the national acts that are coming to the Decatur Celebration August 5th, 6th, and 7th. Downtown Decatur, it's 110 at 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. 1035-953, the new Connect FM. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Diane Ducey.
We got Lori Sturgill on the phone with us. Lori is the producer and director of the Decatur Celebration. It is August 5th, 6th, and 7th, downtown Decatur. This is Fastball, and they're one of the bands that will be performing this weekend, too. Or that weekend, I should say.
Yep, they're Friday night on the show stage. We just have a wonderful lineup. There's really something for everyone.
Digital Underground, remember the hump to
dance?
Do the hump to hump. I'm showing my age. That's really good. The big one, and this is pretty exciting. Here, I'll play this. And
Sister Christian over.
Oh, yeah. You guys are Night Ranger is coming.
That's going to be a wonderful show, and get there early. That's all I have to say. Our crowds.
Oh, man. What night are they performing?
On Sunday night.
And, in fact, I'm going to post a link to your website, but it's really easy. It's DecaturCelebration.com.
Right?
Yep.
But
it's very easy to remember.
That's where folks can get the lineup and make their plans and say, okay, I really want to see this guy. I want to see these guys. I want to see these guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, what night is Night Ranger?
Sunday night.
So, yep. And you say get there early.
Yeah, we actually have a module on our website called Build Your Own Schedule, BYOS.
Is that right?
Yep, you can go on there, and it's a click and drag format. You can put it in the order you want to see it, X out things you're not interested in, and then just print your own customized schedule.
Oh, that is brilliant. Because, you know, really, once you get there, it's almost overwhelming. There's so much, and there's
exactly.
always so many people coming up on this stage over there and that stage over there. And that way you'll know what stage you need to go to, what area you need to be in.
Exactly.
So you can get your spot. All right, let's see here. Night Ranger, that's awesome. Oh, this one will age me, but...
Yeah.
I can't believe Rob Bass is coming.
I know.
Isn't that awesome?
Oh, my gosh. I can't tell you how many times when I was much, 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 much younger, I was dancing to this song at parties.
Yeah.
This was the closer. You know, this song would come on, it would bring everybody out to the floor, even me.
Oh, it still does.
I know.
How can you not? It's just a great song. So that's awesome. So there's Rob Bass. Tiffany is coming. Holy cow.
Yes, the Tiffany this year.
So now, this is, you know, I think we're alone now. This was her big hit back when she was young and first getting out in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But now she's a country music singer.
Yes, and she's doing really well. I mean, she does great country music. So,
okay.
But she's also going to do her hits for everyone. I mean, how could she come and not do her hits, you know?
That's true. If I don't hear I Think We're Alone Now, could have been.
There'd be a riot.
I know. At least she understands that.
She does. She'll do it.
And Lori, we've just only touched on... I mean, there's still other bands that we haven't even mentioned, so...
Oh, wonderful other bands. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got a band called Iron Horse that was on America's Got Talent last season.
Oh.
A group called the Henningsons that's out of Atwood, Illinois. They're a farming family, but they've made hit songs for the band Perry and lots of other big-time groups.
Wow.
So we've got some good 33 miles and down here, Christian rock bands. So.
Okay. So, yeah, I don't know how you guys do it every year. I mean, I'm always amazed. I mean, every year you bring in really people that you go, mm-hmm. that'd be cool to see mm-hmm. them. Oh, you know, it's awesome.
That's the formula. I mean, that's stuff we make sure and have something that at least everyone will find one thing in our lineup that they're excited about.
All right. So check it out. Get it on your calendar. Get ready. August 5th, 6th, and 7th in Decatur. Of course, Josh the prize guy wanted to say hi to you because he loves you.
Oh, yeah. He's our Decatur guy.
He is, and he's been talking about this for weeks now. He looks forward to this every year.
Yep. He's like me. He's one of the people that grew to love it and just have always gone and loved the event. So.
Okay. So you can go to www.decaturcelebration.com. And while you're there, you might want to build your own schedule, which they've provided on the website. So you can drag and drop and print that off and be able to make sure you hit everything that you want to when you go.
Exactly. Come with a plan, because once you get here, the crowd will be kind of overwhelming, and it's real easy. I mean, there's no security issues or anything like that.
Right.
You just want to be in the right place at the right time.
Well, I remember the first time I went, there were a lot of people. There were a lot of people everywhere, and I mean, it was nice. It was wonderful. The one thing that I really appreciated, too, was the real nice picnic area where you can sit down and eat.
Uh-huh.
Because I personally don't like to walk and eat. I like to get something nice and sit down under the shade and relax. And you've got a real nice picnic area. And, I mean, everything's just, I mean, and a lot of the vendors have their own places where you can sit down and eat, too.
Oh, yeah. Throughout the festival, there's lots of nice spots that are shaded that you can sit down and rest a little bit.
All right.
We had a caller just ask about what kind of budget you work with.
Well, we have a total entertainment budget of around $175,000.
Okay.
So you said
$135,000.
$175,000.
Yep.
That's nice. No wonder you were able to pull such great names.
Well, actually, that's a very tiny budget for our size of a festival. I was out at a convention in Las Vegas with lots of other festivals from all over the world, and we were kind of sharing and talking, and they asked me what my budget was, and they said, oh my gosh, how do you do it? So it's just, I'd love to have more. Man, we could bring in so many more.
Yeah. Like,
that would be amazing. But we have a healthy budget.
Now, cool. Can people just donate to the Decatur Celebration as well if they want to?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Is there a place to do that on the website too, or?
On the website, there is a page for, like, members, benefactors, and it's under sponsors, but go to the Benefactors Club on there, and it talks about the options for that.
Okay. I think we've got a question for you, Lori. Hang on a second. You're a popular gal today.
Wonderful.
All right. Here comes Dave from Danville. How are you, Dave? Go ahead.
Great. No question. Just been going for years over here at Champaign, from Champaign. I go to events all over the country in the line of work I'm in, and this is the best. It's well set up, easy to park, great acts. I always go to there's a black gentleman who has a food stand over there, and he always donates food at Christmas and to unemployed workers. I make sure I make it to his stand.
Oh, cool.
Can't tell you his name. He's from Decatur, but great. He has great barbecue and just a great setup. Is Fred still in charge of everything over there? A gentleman named Fred something?
Oh, Fred Poole, yeah. Fred retired, didn't he?
He did, but Fred taught me all he knows, so.
Okay, well, you're the new one. Well, he did a great job, and I'm sure you will, but I'll be there at least three or four times. It's one of the best that I go to.
Awesome.
Yeah, thank you. You have to stop by. It's Vinny's Barbecue that you're talking about.
Vinny's, that's it. And again, he donates to the needy, and so I make sure I make it by there, but it's a great sandwich also. But just want to compliment you for the great job you do over there.
Thank you.
Wow, that's
thank you.
Cool.
Keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks,
all right.
Dave. Appreciate you connecting with us. Well, how about that? It's always nice to get a compliment, huh?
Yeah, it is. It is. And see, when he says barbecue, that makes it easy. Since we have one-of-a-kind food products, we know exactly who does our barbecue.
I know. That was great. You're like, Vinny's. You're talking about Vinny's.
And we had a couple of calls saying, yeah, that's Vinny's. So they all knew, too.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Exactly.
All right. Well, fantastic. So excited. Look forward to meeting you I'm sure you're going to be running around the whole time. So, if we make it out there, we'll try and hopefully get to meet you and shake your hand. But,
please do. And if I have any downtime at all, you'll find me in the wine garden, which is new this year too.
Wine garden.
Nice place to hang out.
Oh my gosh.
It's shaded, it's got wine. I mean, where else would I want to be?
Exactly.
Wine. It's a relaxing. Oh my gosh. Thank you.
And the back lot too is something that's kind of neat.
Oh, exciting. Yeah. Lots of art exhibitions, and that's where the film festival is and all of the emerging music artists on the spotlight stage. That's a really emerging indie art type of area to the festival. And it's new this year.
All right, and the Decatur Park Singers will be performing as well, and that's always cool because they come here for the taste of Champaign, so we like to support them.
They're such a great group.
Oh, I can't wait for it to be here. I wish it was this weekend.
Well, we're not quite ready. I need another week.
One more week. All righty. Well, thanks so much. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
Okay, take care, Lori. We'll let you get back to your craziness.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
Goodbye.
That's Lori Sturgill, the producer and director of this year's Decatur Celebration, August 5th, 6th, and 7th.